You're listening to listen.directcolors.com podcast episode 31, Fast Easy Basement Floor Color Options. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for listening. I'm Tommy Carter, sales manager and technician with Direct Colors. Basement floor projects can be undertaken any time year round, so we often have customers remodeling basement floors during the winter. While acid staining is our most popular DIY refinishing option, there are other color possibilities to consider. Here to talk about the alternatives is Direct Colors General Manager, Shauna Turner. Welcome, Shauna.
Thanks, Tommy.
So why not acid stain your basement floor if it's so popular?
By all means, if you prefer the variegated, multi-tonal look that acid stain offers, then acid stain your concrete. However, if you're in a bit of a hurry to complete a project or are looking for the most affordable color option, then you might want to consider a tinted concrete sealer or a tinted concrete sealer and DCI concrete dye combination. Both can be applied quickly, inexpensively, and look great. For example, a tinted water-based sealer and residential floor wax can be applied to a 1,000 square foot basement or interior floor project for 22 cents a square foot. Now that's not bad.
Not bad at all. Could you say a little more about the products and application process?
For sure. I typically recommend a water-based sealer for basement floor applications simply because it's a low odor product that's easy to work with in confined areas. We offer around 40 colors to choose from, and because the tinted sealer is actually translucent, it doesn't look like a floor paint, which I think is rather unattractive. The character, if you will, of the concrete is still visible through the color, making the floor a little more interesting to look at. One or two coats of the product can be applied, depending on the desired color and gloss level. It's up to you to decide. The final step for any floor sealed with an acrylic sealer is wax to protect the floor from daily wear and tear. It should be clean, free of any surface debris, and dry before applying the sealer or the wax. The whole process should take about 48 hours, inclusive of dry time, to complete.
That does sound pretty easy for a homeowner to successfully apply. How and why would you use a concrete dye for a basement floor?
DCI concrete dye is a great option if you want to add a contrasting floor color. Gray concrete floors are very popular for a more industrial look, so we encourage our customers to work with the existing gray floor color and accent with stormy gray, charcoal, black, or white concrete dye, whatever you want. We have a great project example on our website featuring a black and white concrete dye floor that illustrates well what can be done with concrete dye. One of the other advantages of the product is the fast dry time. Concrete dye dries instantaneously on the floor, so it's a very fast process once the surface preparation is complete. We recommend applying a coat of sealer before spraying on the concrete dye for best results.
You mentioned using the tinted concrete sealer and the concrete dye together. How would you do that and why?
There's certainly no requirement to use the concrete dye and tinted sealer together. But if a customer is looking for a little color variety and does not want a gray-toned floor, it's by far the fastest and least expensive way to create a base color and accents on the floor. Beginning with either one or two coats of the tinted sealer allows the customer to change the overall color first and then accent with the concrete colors of their choice later. It's a real time saver for any interior floor project, no question. I recommend our listeners check out our basement and interior floor blog post featuring this technique for more details. I would say if you're looking for the most cost-effective way to finish a basement or interior floor, you can't go wrong with a tinted sealer or a tinted sealer concrete dye combination. We have so many colors to choose from, I have no doubt you'll find something you like. And if you're not sure what products to use, feel free to talk to one of our technicians. We'll be happy to help.
Thanks for the advice, Shauna. And call me, Tommy, at 877-255-2656, and we'll discuss your project and decide together the best products for the job. If you'd prefer to send us an email, visit www.directcolors.com www.directcolor.com/resources/design consultation and we'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. Listen.directcolors.com DIY home improvement podcasts are produced twice monthly for your enjoyment, and show notes can be found at listen.directcolors.com. Feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Instagram. I'm Tommy Carter, and thanks again for joining us.